Welcome to the Stay Ready Real Estate Podcast, your action plan for real estate success. Here, we stay ready. Staying ready is being mindful of time and actively doing the things on a daily basis so we stay prepared for the opportunities that come our way. Join your host, Emeka, as he dives into the world of real estate investing, interviewing experts and sharing actionable insights. If you enjoy this podcast, please subscribe today. We would love to know each and every one of you. So please go to GubanaEquity.com and click Invest With Us today so we can figure out how we can get to your investing goals.
What's going on, everybody? It's Emeka here with another solo episode. And today's topic is going to be picking the right realtor and property manager. Now, let's start with realtor. So there are thousands of realtors in the world in every state, right? And what makes one realtor better than the other? Right, there's a lot of part-time realtors, and quite frankly, if they're doing it part-time, you should probably stay away. I know a lot of people have some friends who have who are part-time realtors, but typically speaking, let me ask you this: who is going to do more for you, right? And who should be more educated when it comes to the job at hand as a realtor? Someone who's doing it half of the day, more of the day, someone who spends more time on it, or someone who doesn't spend more time on it. I think it's pretty simple. Typically speaking, that a realtor who is full-time is the one that you should go to. It baffles me how anyone wants to focus on a part-time realtor and use them to make the best decision for you. I am not saying that part-time realtors do not know what they're doing by any means. I know some part-time realtors who are really good. However, would you rather have a really good part-time realtor or a really good full-time realtor? Because if they're full-time, they have more time for you and they have more time to do realtor things, show houses, reach out to people. If they're part-time, they're part-time for a reason. Typically, they have two jobs. So what can be done during the time they're with the other job to help you is what I'm saying. So number one, choose a full-time realtor. The full-time realtor is going to have more time to handle your needs as well as handle many clients' needs, right? And that's what they meant to do. They love it so much that they want to do it. And if they are continuing to be a full-time realtor, that means they are successful at it because you don't get paid unless you sell, right? You're going to have more potential to sell more as a full-time realtor. So that is straightforward. Number two, you can go online, look at the neighborhood, your neighborhood or any neighborhood that you're fascinated with, and you can see who has sold what. If you go on Zillow and just make a little circle around the area you want and click on the sold properties, every time you click on a sold property, it's going to show you the MLS number and you can search by that. And typically speaking, you can also see the realtor and sometimes it has their numbers. Right, I'm in the process of possibly selling a rental that I have. And I'm vetting a bunch of realtors. I know some realtors in the area that's about, 30 minutes to an hour away. However, just to hold myself accountable, I want to see if there's other realtors who has a better success rate, and if there's one realtor who is selling more consistently in the area, because if they are selling more consistently and more, that means that more clients trust them with their business and trust that they will get the best possible offer that they can. Therefore, I would want to choose them because if I really want to get the best possible offer that I can, I would go to a realtor who is consistently doing that with like properties of mine, which is a single family home. Right? You don't want to go to a multifamily specialist if you're trying to sell a single family home. They might be really good at multifamily, but things are different, right? Things don't sell the same. There's a different kind of clientele. I know I have multiple friends, multiple investors who are selling their house as well. And one thing that they let me know as well, and this is me speaking through their mouth, is they had the options of choosing multiple realtor, but there was one realtor who knew the market. They knew what was going on. They knew what was going on in the city. They knew the type of buyer to look for. So that is huge. That is huge. Knowing that, they also said they weren't as responsive, right? So you want a responsive realtor. However, if they're able to respond to you, very quickly all the time, it's not necessarily a bad thing. But if a realtor is busy with multiple clients doing sales, you won't always be able to get that responsiveness that, every 2 seconds they can respond to you because we're out selling, right? If someone is good, they don't always have time to respond to every single message due to the fact that they're selling houses, due to the fact that they're helping other people, due to the fact that they are wanted. So you want someone who is wanted and who is also responsive, right? I usually say a 24-hour response rate is good. 2 days is pushing it. One day is okay. One day is okay, and that's a good rhyme for you to remember. So when you're looking for the right realtor, they should know what's going on in the area, who's buying what, the trends, how long houses are staying on the market, days on the market. And also, they should be able to tell you a realistic number for you to sell your house, right? If you say that you want to sell your house for 500,000 and it's worth 350, and they tell you that they can sell it for 500,000, that's a bad sign. Because if you notice that there's no other houses the same size as you, with the same amount of bed and baths, and they're not selling, then that's a red flag. You don't want a realtor to just say whatever you want, because that means they're just in it for the money, right? Because if they get a they do so happen to get a $500,000 sale, they get a big check. However, if it takes a year to do that, that's a lot of money that is going down the drain, especially if it's an investment property, because that is monthly payments that you're making. You want a realtor to give you a realistic number to put it on the market for, and a realistic number for you to sell it, because we're not in this to feel good. We're in this to know the facts of it. And you don't want to be told something that is a lie. You don't want to be, you don't want to get your hopes up thinking that you can sell it for $50,000 higher than asking if that is just not the case. And believe me, there are realtors out there who think that they can just sell anything at whatever number just to make you happy. And next thing you know, sitting on a market, and then you had a $10,000 price reduction, and another 5,000, and another 15,000. That's not efficient. And then what happens is people won't even look at the property or try to walk the property because it's listed too high, and they might not think that they can negotiate with you just because how unreasonable it is. Trust me, I've done that myself as well. So make sure whenever you're picking a realtor, you truly vet them, and you don't have to commit to someone immediately, right? You can set up a lunch, right? Set up a lunch, meet them, see if it's gonna work out, if y'all are gonna, mesh well, right? You can talk to three or four realtors before you make a decision, right? Most of the time, you don't need to sell the house tomorrow, so you don't need to quickly pick a realtor and just go at it. No, take your time, take a step back, and understand that even if you get a realtor tomorrow, it's still gonna typically be a quickest, maybe 14-day to 30-day close, right? And most likely it's going to be a 30-day close depending on the property. So take your time, vet the realtors, and make sure that you do your research on them, and make sure you understand that they've been in the market, they know what they're talking about, and they can give you suggestions, and they're not just yes men or women, right? You don't want a realtor who just says yes to everything you ask or say just to make you happy. You want them to make you happy, but who cares about the way you feel? You want to know exactly what this property can go for, what you can rent it for. You want to know all this information because you never know if you might need to go back to them, or if you want to get another property in that area. You want to go to the person who knows what they're talking about and who is sought after because they are so good. If there is a realtor who is really sought after, there is a reason for it. There are realtors who aren't sought after. Typically, either they're new and they're just building their portfolio, which isn't bad, but you want them to be full time and so they'll understand what they're doing. Or they just aren't good realtors, right? So, looking for a good realtor. I've just mentioned multiple things, but I would say the number one thing is just make sure they know what they're talking about and they have proof in the pudding. Now, property managers, it goes the same. Right. The thing that we all need to realize is property managers typically make, I would say, between 6 to as high as 9% is what I've seen, right? 6 to 9%. So if you have one house that's renting for 19, I think that rough math, right? That's about $160 that they're making a month off of you, right? So if you're going to be high maintenance and ask them a million questions and, have them do everything for you, they do not need you, especially for one property, right? Right. If they're making 150 bucks off you. That probably barely covers overhead, right? Property managers make more money with the amount of people that they have, right? 8% of $1,900 isn't that much. 8% of 19,000 or 19 million is a lot, right? If they get to that scale, that means they have processes in place to make sure your property is okay. You need to get this in your head right now. There is not going to be a single property manager who's going to take care of the property as good as you. I'm going to repeat that. There is not going to be a single property manager who is going to take care of the property as good as you or as good as you want it to be, because it's not their property. It's a different mindset. They're going to do their best to possibly take care of the property, but the reality of it is they have multiple properties to take care of and they're running a business. And when it comes to a business, there is no perfect business. So things are flawed, right? So you just get that in your head. That does not mean they're not going to take good care of the property. It just means that there's probably, you're going to find something that they don't do well in your head or that you wish they did differently. And you may want to mention it. And if it's very serious, maybe they're not getting a response from the tenants, or they're not responding to the tenants, within a 24-hour time frame, that's different. But get that in your head, because one property is not going to do it. Now, if you have multiple properties, you have a little bit more say into it. But it's hard to find a good property manager. So once you find a good one, don't scare them off. And the way you find a good one is the same way you find a realtor, by vetting, by vetting, by vetting, by vetting. You want a property manager who has a track record of managing properties in the area that you are, right? That is the way to get it done. They should know what rents are going for per bedroom, right? Three bed, two bath, oh, it's going to rent this much. Two bed, one bath, one bed, one bath, oh, it's going to rent this much, this much. And they should also know the kind of tenants that they are receiving, right? For three bed, two bath, since it's, 5 miles away from, University of Bum Bum, you're going to get a bunch of student housing. But however, what I am seeing is we're getting a lot of graduated students, right? Property managers should know the kind of tenants that they have, because they're the ones that are running to them. And if they don't, wave the red flag. Wave the red flag. Because if they've been in business for a while, which you want to have an experienced property manager, that they should know that. They should be in business for a couple of years. And if you're going to take your chances on a new person, they should still know their stuff, right? If someone's going to get into property management, they should understand why they are. They should understand that what kind of tenants they can get, and they should know exactly what they're looking for, right? A lot of property managers are just willing to accept anyone, and that's another red flag. Your property manager should be able to know, okay, hey, these are the kind of applicants that we're getting, and these are the people that we aren't going to be accepting, because this is either, fraud applications, or based off this history that, they're most likely not going to spend on time, right? They got to abide by the legal rules that they have, of course, but they shouldn't just be accepting anyone, because I have a good property manager. I have two different property managers in two different states. And as I've already said, there's things that I don't like with one of my property managers. However, their communication with me is good. They give me options when it comes to maintenance, and they don't just bill me just 'cause, right? The communication is there. My tenant pays on time every single month, no issues. And I've only had one issue, and that's because I think the tenant was possibly being dramatic, just period, point blank. And they were transparent and they're responsive, right? You want to have a property manager who's just as responsive as a realtor within 24 hours, right? If they have multiple properties, managing 100 properties, the reality of it is there's going to be a bunch of maintenance calls. It's just the nature of the business, and no one will just be able to respond that quick, right? Look at your monthly charges, right? Let's say you vet your property manager and now you have them. You don't have to keep them, right? You can always fire them, but make sure you're on top a minimum of once a month whenever you're looking at your charges. Make sure it adds up. Make sure everything that they promised, everything they said they would do, they did, right? You want to have someone who does what they are going to say they're doing. You want to have someone who does what they say they will. And There should be no ifs, ands, or buts, right? They shouldn't be lying. This is a business, right? It has nothing to do with being friendly, this and that. They're taking care of your investment. That is your money, that is your earned money, and you're investing for your future and for your now. You want to make sure that no one messes that up. So when you're looking for a property manager, always make sure that the questions that you're asking are getting answered in full detail. And then if they don't know the answer, that's okay, because everyone doesn't know everything. Make sure they do what they can to get the answer for you. And like I said, always do that 24-hour time frame. So, like I said, I just gave you a little bit of nuggets on how to vet the right realtor and vet the right property manager. And what it comes down to is, do they know their area? Do they know their market? If you ask them, right, what's going on, right? What are things getting rented for? Or what kind of houses are selling and how long are on the market, right? They should know those answers, right? They might not know off the top of the head, but they should quickly be able to get it, right? They should very quickly be able to get it. And these should be questions that they should be prepared for before they talk to you. So that's why I say they should know very quickly, right? Number two, what is their track record, right? Are they already managing a bunch of properties in the area? Are they already selling, or have they sold multiple properties in the area that you're looking to sell or buy? Right, these are also simple questions. They should be, oh yeah, I just sold two houses, 2 blocks away, 3 miles away, and it's usually a very young family with one kid, whatever it may be. There's usually a trend of the kind of buyers that you have, and if there isn't a trend, they should know that as well, right? And same goes with renting, right? Oh yeah, we're getting a bunch of college students, or oh yeah, we're getting a bunch of families due to the fact that there's a really good school district in this area, and one school is being demolished, so a lot more prestigious students are going to be coming to this school, and it's being expanded. Whatever the case may be, they should understand the things that are going on in their area. And two, excuse me, not two, but three, there should be good reviews, right? Most people don't always like to give a good review, but that means they also don't give a bad review. If someone's good, no one just acknowledges it every time. But if someone is bad, they almost acknowledge it every time. So look at their reviews, look at the testimonials, see if they're bland, see if they're honest. Make sure that their testimonials are not from employees or, colleagues in the same brokerage, right? You will catch that sometimes, and I find it hilarious every time. We love loyalty and big supporters, but we want to know the clients. We want to know who's giving them reviews, because the people who that they're selling to or managing, they will always typically give an honest review if they were bad, and sometimes if they were good. So there are some couple nuggets of how you can vet a realtor and a property manager. Let me know what you think. Have a good one.